Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Pravesh, Pravesh. Would you please see
behind us? You find Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya. Text one. Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
My dear devotees, it is Ratha Yatra time. At this time, the Lord of the universe, known as Jagannatha, becomes the friend of the universe, known as Jagat Bandhu. Bandhu means friend, dear friend. Each year, during Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time in Puri, he would lead the congregational chanting of the holy name before the cart of Lord Jagannath. And he would dance in front of that cart in a way that made Lord Jagannath very much astonished. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, no, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Let us today try to enter into this question. What can amaze, surprise, astonish even the Supreme Lord Himself? It was early in the morning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gotten up while it was still dark. And after taking his bath, he went through the darkness to the eastern gate of the Jagannath Mandir. At that time, there was activity throughout all the town of Puri. All the devotees came, magnetically drawn, like ants who have smelt the sugar, in the direction of that eastern gate, because soon would be Panduvijaya, the great celebration of Lord Jagannath coming out from his temple. The word comes from Pahanti. When you teach a child to walk, I think Malati has taught a few children, her children and her grandchildren, to walk. You take them by the hands and you go with them. For you go backward and the child moves forward. Pahanti it's called. And to stabilize the child, you hold him around the waistline, Pahanti, huh? Then he can move. In the same way, Lord Jagannath, heavy Lord Jagannath, was held by his pandas under his arms. He was supported with a silken rope around his waist, and he was moved from cushion to cushion, while the devotees came into a frenzy. They banged on his gongs, on their gongs, as the Lord was tumbling like someone who is intoxicated out of the eastern gate and was approaching his own cart for the cart procession. Over this tremendous noise, you would hear one singular voice, which was at once extremely melodious, but also very compelling. It was the voice of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who was watching the scene of Lord Jagannath being moved from cushion to cushion, and he was call out above the noise, Mahima! You can also call this Mahima! It means, O greatest of all personalities. I was once, when I was in Puri, asking a panda who's carrying this, who helped carrying the deity with all the other pandas. There are about 12 pandas or so. No more, 20. I was asking them, when I saw you moving the Lord out of the temple, you were not going in a straight line, but in a zigzag line, and you looked as if you would sometimes fall. The panda said, that's not us. He is drunken. With love, he's intoxicated with love, and he moves, and he makes us move as he wants, left, right. We are happy that we didn't fall down. He's very heavy. So the Lord moves by his own personal will just to perform his pastimes. And then when he had ascended on his chariot, the devotees grabbed the ropes, the long ropes, in which Ananta Shesha, the mighty snake servant of the Lord, had manifested, and brought the cart along. Now, before the cart, before this happened, Lord Chaitanya gathered all his devotees around him, just like the moon in the night sky will gather different shining stars around him and look very beautiful. And with his own hand, he decorated the forehead of the devotees with cooling sandalwood pulp to cool them down. I saw in our Sunil during the marriage ceremony, these veins were protruding left and right on the temples from all excitement. At that time, sandalwood pulp would have been very appropriate to cool down the young man. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cooled his devotees down by decorating them with beautiful sandalwood balm. And then he divided them into seven parties. Four of the parties did kirtans in front of the cart. Then there was one party each on either of the two sides, and in the back another party was chanting the holy name. So there were seven parties. They all carried two mridangas. It was 14 mridangas, and you could not hear any other sound in Vrindavan, in Jagannath Puri, than the roaring of the mridanga and the kirtan of the Gauranga Bhakti. Does. Their kirtan is known as a unique creation. It's very loud, but it has a certain quality of very, very intoxicating love, which made them wild with love. So much so that the devotees were forgetting their own selves, and at every moment they sang and danced. To describe, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used the example that the devotees looked like storm clouds which were thrown around in the sky by the wind of their ecstatic feelings for Krishna. And they would erupt in such emotions that these bhavas, emotions, came from them like the lightning which falls or shoots out of the storm clouds. It was really something. It was ecstasy pure. In this text, it has been said that Lord Jagannath became vismita. Vismita means surprised when he looked at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? I mean, the Lord has seen many dances. We hear that in the temple, sometimes the masses of people start to dance. There is an old work which says when the people, like 1,000 people, or I don't know how many fit in the altar room, dance in a special way, it means Lord Shiva is amongst them. When they dance in a different way, then Lord Krishna is there taking darshan of himself. So Lord Jagannath has seen certainly many, many dances. Why was he astonished? Well, there is one external reason and one internal reason. What astonished him first of all was when he looked at Lord Chaitanya, all of a sudden, seven Lord Chaitanyas split out of Lord Chaitanya and started to go to the seven Sankirtan parties where they danced with the devotees. The devotees at that time thought, oh, Lord Chaitanya has come to our Sankirtan party. He prefers our Sankirtan party most properly over all the other six Sankirtan parties which are also chanting. And this way Lord Chaitanya had expanded himself. You must know this is typical for Krishna. Krishna reciprocates the loving dealing of each single devotee. He's busy with Gaur Krishna. He's busy with Kripa Maya. He's busy with Surabhi Kunj. Or he can be busy if we are focused on him. The example is when Krishna ate lunch at the banks of the Yamuna with his cowherd friends. They would often joke, like one boy would come to Krishna and say, oh, look what I have brought, a wonderful sweet. Just close your eyes and open your mouth. And then they would put a bitter tasting flower in Krishna's mouth and laugh with him. But as this was going on, each one of the cowherd boys had the feeling that Krishna was just sitting in front of them and interacting with them personally. That Krishna would come and say, oh, look there. The cowherd boy would look, and then Krishna would grab a sweet from their plate and eat it. You know, each one had that feeling. Prabhu is with us. He does not go to anyone else. This is the idea. So Lord Jagannath saw how Lord Chaitanya reciprocated with all the devotees by expanding himself. But then what really caught his attention was that the Lord became carried away by his own love and emotion. Yesterday we talked with some devotees about an amazing quality of Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy. He would become so volcanic hot, you could say, that if his fingers, if he would lean against a stone pillar, his fingers would zoop, go into the stone pillar. Still, at the Garuda Stamba in Puri, you will see three very deep indentations of his fingers and so on. But in Alananath, there is a huge slab of stone, a little longer than 2 meters, where you will find little holes like this, like you would say Belgium cheese. You know, these have been the places where Lord Chaitanya, in his deep mood of loving separation, had fallen on the stone, and where certain limbs of his bodies or joints of his body had pressed themselves into the stone, and due to their heat had changed the molecular structure of the stone so much so that your puddles of water are now coming whenever there's monsoon, and they fill these holes. So Lord Chaitanya became so overwhelmed with love that he danced so fast that his golden body resembled a firebrand which rotated so swiftly that he looked like a circle of fire or wheel, where the individual spikes cannot be recognized any longer distinctly, but they form just one please allow me to say it in a new English word, in a one whoosh of fire. This is a creation, and so on. And Lord Chaitanya began to pray, folded his hands as he stopped his fire dance, and he said, you may join me, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanaitaya Cha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nina. And Jayati Jayati Deva, Devaki Nandanoso, may you be praised, my Lord. Jayati, and again, Jayati, may you be victorious. And he would say, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Kshatriya, nor a Sudra, nor do I belong to any ashrams. I just want to be seen as a servant of the servant of those who serve the gopis who are maintained by Gopi Jana Vallabha, by the Lord of the gopis. And as he would call out like this, he became overwhelmed with goosebumps. But you have to imagine it like this. There were little mountains in his skin, or little, how do you say this, bumps in his skin, and on these bumps something whitish came, so that he looked like the Simulila, a cotton tree which has thorns on whose end there are these white hairs, so to say, coming. He became so emotionally moved that sweat came out of all the pores, and he could not pronounce the name Jagannath any longer. He said, Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga. Not, you know, there's a ja is there and ga, but in between are additional syllables. So, and tears were coming forward from him like a mountains, like water from a fountain, I wanted to say. And the people around him became wet. I sometimes imagine it would have been so nice if I would have been standing there and been drenched in the tears of God. This would be very, very nice. He had amazing displays of ecstasy, my dear devotees. He would fall on the ground and lie there without motioning any longer. His eyes didn't blink. There was not even a slight trembling in his fingers and arms. But what was visible is that the arms and the legs would all of a sudden contract into his body, and, you know, going back, almost like the turtle's limbs go back in the shell. And then Lord Chaitanya all of a sudden called out to Swarup Damodar, listen, I have now gained the Lord of my love, in the absence of whom I was burned by the fire of Cupid and withered away. And he started to dance and to dance and to dance before the Lord, who just, you know, we heard earlier that the Lord wills movement and movement takes place. So the Lord had willed that the cart would move, but now he was so moved himself internally, he was stopped, so to say, that the cart could not move any longer. He was just there and looking at Lord Chaitanya. And in the midst of all this, Lord Chaitanya broke out in song, and singing a well-known love song. Everyone who heard it was amazed also. It was the song of a young woman who meets after a long time of absence her first lover. She's now married, and as she meets the man whom she gave her first love, she remembers the circumstances. There was a river, there was a tree, there was a straw-bedecked hut under the tree, and there they met and discovered their love for each other. And she now says, I see you again after all these years. And my heart only wants one thing. I want to go back to that time, to that river, and to that tree, and meet you there again. Because we know first love is the strongest. Everyone thought, my God, this is almost as if a kirtan leader who has the microphone leads the kirtan and all of a sudden breaks out in a song of the Beatles, she loves you, yeah, 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 she loves you, yeah, yeah. Then at that time, those who are responsible for the festival would certainly take the microphone and said, you are on the wrong song. It's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It was that shocking, that surprising. And here the theme was even more intense than just a general Beatles song clad in Victorian morals, you know. Not so far out. Only Swarup Damodar and a few understood, and also Lord Jagannath understood. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come into the mood of Srimati Radharani, who had met Krishna in Vrindavan. And when she saw Krishna again after a long, long time in Kurukshetra. Krishna was by then a prince. He was surrounded by military and cavalry and security, like we heard yesterday. And he was not as accessible as he was when he was the young prince and darling of Vrindavan, and had called the gopis in the midst of the night into the forest of Vrindavan by blowing his celebrated flute, and who had then danced with them and touched them in a loving way. So Radharani thought, yes, you're the same person whom I know from Vrindavan. But now, you are so far away. Everything is so different. And my heart just tells me, come, come, come back into these same circumstances where we first relished our newfound love. Yes, this was the time. What we hear in this is the secret of Chaitanya Bhakti. We hear an intense emotional connection with Lord Krishna and a yearning to be with him, close, not so distant, and to exchange loving mellows with him. For a devotee, wherever he may be or she may be, it is quite important that they monitor or check their own path. Is my attachment to Krishna growing? Is my attachment to Krishna becoming bigger, and my unfortunate attachment to the material world, is it declining? Is it becoming smaller? By going with our mind to the Ratha Yatra festival and participating, we can somehow touch these exalted feelings. Prabhupada has said, the Ratha Yatra festival, that is a feeling festival, a festival of devotional emotions, where the Lord is petitioned, my Lord, have you forgotten me? Have you forgotten us? Have you forgotten our relationship? Please come back to that place where the fullest growth and manifestation of love is possible. Before we will hear another aspect of Lord Chaitanya's dancing and why the Lord was so surprised, Lord Jagannath was so surprised. Before we do this, I wish you to come to Jagannath Puri or to a Ratha Yatra festival. Touch with the hands of your mind the rope and pull the rope where the Lord sits on, pull the cart, pull it towards you, towards the heart of your devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, been after a long, long absence, the gopis met Krishna in Kurukshetra, they were gladdened. But it was not the same as when they met him in Vrindavan. There are descriptions how Krishna had first seen his parents, his uncles, the cowherd boys. But he couldn't see in public the gopis because of their hidden, secret, loving relationship. And both the gopis as well as Krishna suffered great, great pain. Only when the night threw its blanket over the field of Kurukshetra and the campfires started to glow, did Krishna call Uddhava to his side and said, Uddhava, here are my dearest devotees who suffer. And here am I, who also suffer untold pain in my heart. Do you see the trees there, the group of trees? Uddhava looked. Krishna said, I wish you to go into that forest behind the trees. There are the gopis. Tell them to come. I will meet them under those trees. Krishna went, and when he saw the gopis coming, covered, their bodies emaciated, there were almost no tears in them left, which they had not yet cried in the long absence of Krishna. When he saw these most beloved of his devotees, he was very, very moved. All of a sudden, from the back, there was a light. The light was coming in slow and measured step forward. And there he finally saw that gopi to whom all his love belonged. He saw Srimati Radhika. It is not possible for us human beings to describe the meetings between Radha and Krishna. It was a beautiful meeting under the starlit sky of Kurukshetra. Again, they exchanged with words all they felt for each other. But then Radha said, this is not the same here. I long for the Yamuna, for the vines which climb up the tamal trees. Will you come to Vrindavan? And Krishna gave many assurances at that time. First, he gave all the gopis beautiful cloth, dazzling cloth. Then he looked at them and with his eyes restored them to their natural appearances. And then he said, I will come. But the sun rose in the morning. The chariot was there, but it was not pointed towards Vrindavan. It was pointed towards Dwaraka. And at that time, the gopis and Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd boys in unison rushed forward. They took the, whatever it is, which steers the chariot, you know, that front part. And they pulled it in the direction of Vrindavan. No words any longer. I will come, I will come, I will come. Now we are making you come. And that is the meaning of the Ratha Yatra festival. And that is the meaning of these amazing, we could call it blazing display of love from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He remembered all of this. And he was now dancing before Lord Jagannath, testing him. Do you remember me? And he then danced back. He went to the back of the car. And then Lord Jagannath stopped the car. Yes, yes, I remember you. You are Radha. I am Krishna. I remember you, but I will not move forward. You must come in front again. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after testing Lord Jagannath, if he was for real, came and danced back. My dear devotees, this is the time where Ratha Yatra everywhere is bursting forward. Please make it a point to attend one of the many Ratha Yatra festivals. And remember the amazing dance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and why Lord Jagannath himself became surprised to see the Lord and the mood of Radha moving forward like this. I thank you very, very much for listening so kindly to this description of the Sri Krishna Sankirtan. You know, Lord Chaitanya has always said, he says in the first verse of the Shikshastakam, Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Why does he say not Krishna Sankirtan? Would be enough, no? Why Sri Krishna Sankirtan? Because the kirtan which he performs is done with Radha's mood, who is Sri, the foremost of the Shris, the foremost of the goddesses of fortune. This is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan, the reason why his Sankirtan is not called Krishna Sankirtan. It is called Sri Krishna Sankirtan. The chanting of the holy name in the understanding of Srimati Radharani, who longs for Krishna to return. It's a mood which we should also desire, longing for Krishna. I will say thank you here. This was my last evening. Tomorrow, at a totally unhuman time, I will leave here to catch an airplane. Actually, it's not absolutely unhuman, but a little, at least after all what we did together and what we saw together and experienced together. I wish you all the best. I know for Radhadesh, it's still a summer of, let me say, demanding ecstasy. All of you have to one program after the other. May you sustain and may you do it not in a mood of, oh, I have to do this duty-bound devotional service, but may you do it in a joyous mood of thinking, oh, I have this opportunity to serve with my body, my words, and everything, Krishna. I will end here because we hear the bells are coming and soon the curtain will open. Please let us sit in this direction and then we will do some kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna.